I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oh, I need an equation for a triangle or something. And you just say the wrong one, I'm going to say no. Well, that's a bad example. But
what the what?
What
did you say?
No, I was trying to come up with a quick analogy.
Jamie's spilling spaghetti all over his pants right now.
Yeah.
Falls asleep spaghetti in his pants.
You were just... I know you do because it wasn't working. Boys here, I'm coming back at you with an Overwatch episode talking about our favorite character, or my favorite character, Brigitte, the newest character in Overwatch.
Jamie, I believe it's Bridget.
It is pronounced Brigitte. She is from, I almost said Swain, to say Swedish. No.
What?
Not Spain, not with a W.
The other one.
The rain one. In Spain falls mainly on the Brigitte, is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. Gotcha. My name is James Miller, and I am joined.
Peter O'Donnell.
I'm Ethan Palmer.
That's us.
Great to be here. Thanks,
Peter.
For
new
me.
Job, O'Donohue. Sorry, just figured I'd switch.
Well, new job, new title.
Well, whatever.
Big promotion, Peter, up in the house.
Not at all.
Peter's buying us all strawberry milkshakes after the podcast.
Yeah, we're gonna go down the ice cream social after we talk about Overwatch.
The old chocolate shop.
Whoa, don't spoil it. We're talking about Overwatch. Jamie didn't reveal it yet.
I did say that already.
Yeah.
I'm not when you're editing this, you're gonna feel real stupid that you said that.
So this episode.
Factuous.
Vacuous.
Yeah.
Brigitte the vacuous spider.
Yeah. So we're talking this episode about Overwatch, of course. We want to talk about the lives of Torbjorn and Reinhardt leading up to Brigitte, because Brigitte is the youngest one, Torbjorn's daughter, as we'll get to know.
Oh!
Yeah.
I thought it was Reinhardt's daughter.
Nope, goddaughter.
And we'll goddaughter,
get
into
why.
Yeah. And,
Reinhardt's German, right?
Reinhardt is German.
I'm getting ahead of it.
Reinhardt, no, that's fine. Reinhardt's German.
Germany is a country on Earth.
What?
And then...
I don't follow. Could you start over?
Earth?
Do you guys smell toast?
Yeah, so Reinhardt and Torbjorn. Reinhardt being German, like you said, Torbjorn being Swedish, which would make Brigitte Swedish. Yeah. So we get to her. She's a new character. I'll talk a little bit about what she is, because this is what we're going to be talking about today. She looks like a paladin. She has a mace and a shield, and she swings her mace around, heals people by doing damage. She can block people with the shield. She hits people with the shield. They're stunned. She can throw armor at her friends. She can also... What is the other thing she does? She has a really long poke, so she can knock people off the map.
Yeah, she's like a chain, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'll admit, I watched a gameplay video. Mm-hmm. So I saw what she looked like.
Yeah.
And I remember commenting in the Lore Boys chat, whatever the fuck it's titled now. And I was like, yeah, you know, another person in Robot Knight armor?
Yeah.
Pretty weak. Because the first characters they introduced, like, Ana was awesome because she's like a really cool kind of, like, duster wearing sniper lady. Then you had, like, the Robot Centaur. Doomfist, then Moira. Well, I'm not in that order.
Okay,
I don't play the game because I can't really remember.
Wait, and then what you just robot get... centaur?
You're talking about Orisa.
Orisa.
Oh.
Okay.
It's gonna be confusing.
No, yeah, I get
for
it.
Anyone
I get
who
it.
Plays doesn't play Overwatch. These are just a bunch of their characters.
Yeah.
You probably have seen them at some point
She's
if you
like,
watch video games.
She got four legs and two arms. She's a centaur.
I never made the connection.
Really?
Well, Centaur is very much a horse and a person, right?
Yeah, well, she's
not just four legs.
I
and
feel
a
like we're really muddying the waters, though. This is like a really clear story. And what is your point to that?
Oh, I just think she looks fucking boring.
Oh.
And I'm surprised that this is like the person that they released at this point, where it's just like, how would you guys like another person in armor? It's like it's kind of like a like you know when they added more characters to Halo, where there were just like people behind emotionless visors.
Yeah. So on a pure aesthetic level, I get that.
Bland.
I get that, but in terms of playstyle, she's completely unique. She's a melee fighter that also heals, that also has a shield, that has a stun, that has a poke, like nobody else plays like. And she supports Reinhardt really well, which is awesome. He's the big German dude with the shield. And She's really cool.
And if you need to know what Reinhardt looks like, he's a big German dude with.
Yeah. He is a big robot looking guy built around a jet engine.
He's got such big
hands. Yeah, he's got a suit of armor with a turbine on the back.
A rocket. Yeah. No, he's awesome. He's awesome. And he's going to be a big part of the story today.
Wait, what?
Yep. So what do we remember about Overwatch?
Omnicrisis.
Yeah.
Robots.
We made factories that made robots.
Yep.
That.
And we gave them AI so they could produce robots better.
Yes.
Yes.
And the AIs, what do AI do?
When they get feeling, they go crazy.
They go crazy.
Mm-hmm. They went crazy.
And there's one surviving Omnic facility. Do you remember which one?
It's in Russia.
No. It's in Russia, yeah.
Yeah, it's Volskaya Industries, yeah.
Yeah, because the Russians... that use their sneaky ways to somehow convince, open air quotes, them to stop murdering everybody so hard, right?
No, they shut it down well enough. They just didn't beat it. They kind of like stalemated.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, right. They just threw enough communist conscripts at the problem for the corpse wall to be built high enough.
Yeah, they built like Gundams.
Yeah.
They built like super Gundams to like take them on themselves.
Yeah. So for someone who didn't listen to our previous Overwatch episode.
What? People didn't listen to our previous episode?
Yeah,
that's Jamie Howe.
Shut this off now. You're not welcome.
Yeah. I love all of you. I'll do a quick run through of the Omnicrisis and how it leads into this. So the Omnica Corporation create mass amounts of robots with the goal of creating economic equality worldwide. So they're communist robots. And the robots became self-aware.
The most trustworthy things.
Yeah. After humans tried to shut them down, they became aware. And that led to the Omnic Crisis, which you spoke of. All these robots became self-aware, wanted to end humanity. The factories used to build robots, or Omniniums, began to churn out as many robots as they could to end humanity as they know it. The majority of these robots were Bastion units, self-healing walking turrets. Mm-hmm. And that is in the game. It's a character. Bastion is the last surviving Omnicus.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then with the help of Overwatch, the Omnics were eventually...
Yeah.
Good. So that's where we're at now. This is
mostly shut down.
Mostly shut down.
Because there's still a factory in Russia. Ooh.
Yeah. But like for all purposes.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah. So the first member of Overwatch.
Nuclear.
Nuclear. You said it right the first time.
I said it right the first time. Yeah.
So ingrained in
you. Scuttle my own joke.
Yeah. The first member of the Overwatch team that I want to talk about is Torbjorn. He's
I really
a swivel
thought you were
going
to say Moira.
Yeah. He's a swivel chair from IKEA. And
oh, is he really?
That's an actual IKEA model.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah. No, if you look up a Torbjorn, I googled Torbjorn for Overwatch, but a swivel chair from
you think
IKEA.
Did you spend like 20 minutes on the IKEA website just like
I pulled
pretty sure photo. Pretty sure I'm on the wrong wiki.
Yeah, like, yeah. So 24 parts extra screws.
Yeah, that's it.
Included.
Yeah, what am I supposed to do? Like put this part of the lore and that part of the lore.
Yeah.
Why is this guy frowning with a big line through him? What does that mean?
Dude, IKEA lore next week.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll have that new couch by then. So Torbjorn's last name is
really.
Lindholm.
I
knew
that's
that. Going to be Brigitte's last name.
Lindholm.
Wait. Lindholm. Are they related?
Yes.
What?
Brigitte is Torbjorn's youngest daughter, but she doesn't exist. She is still...
Careful.
She's barely an idea.
She's a semen and an egg at this point.
Yeah.
Star-crossed lovers.
If that, even.
Yeah. So for anyone who doesn't know Torbjorn, he's basically a dwarf engineer. And if you think of a dwarf engineer, you pretty much already know who he is.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was like one of the greatest engineers, too. He built... a lot of things before the Omnicrisis.
One of the smartest engineers.
Look
at
the
shortest dwarves. Yeah. Just so good at everything.
Look at this bridge.
Yeah.
I put a gun on it. Wow.
Yeah.
I cut my hand off and replaced it with a llama claw.
Yeah.
He still has both his arms.
What?
Yeah, he still has both
his
arms.
I thought you meant... currently, and it was actually his claw. He's not an amputee.
No,
his
he was born with that
glove.
Yeah,
he was born with the lava claw.
Yeah, well, his mom was the lava monster.
Yeah,
and his dad was a Swedish man.
Yeah, at this moment in the lore, he still has both his arms. This is before the Omni Crisis,
bruh.
And before Brigitte is alive.
We're getting so deep into Overwatch at this point that fucking Torbjorn has arms.
Yeah,
what?
Come on, man. So,
did you know that the multiplayer shooter went so deep that their characters had two arms at some point?
That's wild.
It's crazy. There's a lot of characters in Overwatch that are missing an arm. There's Junkrat, or there's a leg.
There's High Noon McGroon.
That's McCree. That's the basically cowboy.
He has
cowboy.
All his stuff.
Symmetra's missing both her arms, isn't she?
So, that's possible. Yeah, that's the...
That would be symmetrical.
It would be. Wait, she's like in a wreck, and then she talks to Dust. She's like, Take the other one.
Yeah.
But do it! Drinks a bottle of whiskey, smashes it on the ground.
Doctor walks in. This surgery is going to cost you an arm.
Yeah.
Take it, doctor. Wait, no, I was only joking. Take it.
Yeah, so...
looks at herself in the mirror, punches it with a stump. She hits her reflection. She has a teleporter. I just picture her putting both her arms in the teleporter.
And then shutting it off.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my god.
She like intentionally does that.
Yeah. She's got her shield generator there so she doesn't die.
Well, she sets up, she has like turrets, right? Yeah. So she puts all the turrets up.
On the other side of the teleporter.
Puts the teleporter down, puts the arms in, and just waits for it to melt. Yeah. Exactly. So Torbjorn, he built something called the Titan, which is a bipedal robot I showed you earlier. It looks like a giant humanoid type of robot. It's not humanoid in nature, but it's shaped to resemble a human.
Okay.
It's a mech for Battletech.
It is. Yeah.
It's like, it's a big mech. Yeah.
Is it a robot?
Are we doing Battletech lore again?
No.
Yeah.
No. It's just a big robot, and its purposes were not to fight. Its purposes were to build high-rise buildings, and that's why Torbjorn built it.
That picture you showed me had hell of a lot of guns on it.
So that was that during...
That seems so inefficient. Let's build a mobile big building to build big building.
Yeah, wouldn't you have to build multiple, and wouldn't they take longer?
Yeah, you know what humanity's already pretty good at? Building big buildings.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know what humanity's already pretty good at as well? Delaying construction.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. Yeah, it took a pilot. I believe his name was Sven. I didn't go too far into that.
Jamie, but... that's racist. Not everybody from Sweden is named Sven. Some of them are named Soren.
I looked it up.
Yeah, exactly. Torbjorn.
Torbjorn.
No, that's chairs. That means chair.
Fuck. I know Resvo is something at IKEA as well. Is that a character from Overwatch?
Yeah, it's Torbjorn's son.
Yeah. Yeah. Resvo. Okay. Yeah.
Or who is actually taken to Mercy because she does a lot of rezzing. So,
okay,
So the Titan, like you guys saw in the picture, had a lot of guns. During the Omnic Crisis...
I'm just going to shoot this building up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just shooting out Lego bricks like...
Lego is... I think.
Danish.
Whatever.
Okay.
Lego lore coming at you. It changed into a massive war machine during the Omnic Crisis. That wiped out almost the entire city of Baklovo. Torbjorn was able to deactivate it in the final moments, but saw an entire city pretty much leveled from one of his creations, and had a moment a lot like the creators of the atom bomb would have had during the Cold War.
Oh, I am become death, destroyer of worlds.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
He actually gave him one of those lines in one of the comics. He said destroyer of worlds, but pretty much.
I am the world destroyer.
Yeah, exactly.
I know that
death I am the world destroyer
is from the Bhagavad Gita, but who says that?
Robert J. Oppenheimer.
There we go.
Thank you. I've watched that video before. It's pretty heavy.
Yeah, his delivery point.
Yeah.
old timey scientists, man. That's some cool shit right there.
Yeah. Torbjorn is an old timey scientist as well.
Cold War lore boys.
Yeah.
Cold War boys.
He felt really awful about his inventions throughout the world. And it's important to note that he never believed that robot entities had equal rights as he thought of them just being as embodied forms of.
Well, he built them, right? So it's like.
Yeah. Yeah, like God doesn't think his...
Yeah, I mean...
No, I don't know.
Except the Jews, they're chosen.
That's true.
From what I understand.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the Bible doesn't say what Jamie just said.
No.
I think he was doing what we call in the comedy biz, riffing.
Oh. Sorry.
Well, excuse me. I didn't know it was open riff night.
Yeah, so Torbjorn fought back against his creations to help save humanity because he was part of the reason they were destroying humanity, right?
He eating his children?
He made a lot of things, yeah. One of the missions he
Father,
took...
Father, I love you.
Shut up.
Yeah.
You're just logic.
We haven't done a classical art one in a while, but I was just thinking. Here's where the thumbnail might be. Have you guys know that spooky painting, like Jupiter consuming his children or whatever?
Nope.
I'll show it to you afterwards. I might just redo that.
Sounds right up my alley.
I redid The Last Supper for Alien. I haven't redone classical.
You could do the Michelangelo, the Sistine Chapel, Creation of Adam.
That seems like it would take a lot of time.
Yeah. And Torbjorn.
Yeah. I was just thinking of Torbjorn eating a robot.
Well,
it would just be Torbjorn reaching out to...
Don't get too eager, guys. We haven't even got to Brigitte yet. And she made some cool stuff, too. So, you'll see. So, Torbjorn was mad at the robots, so he... Since he created them, he wanted to end them. It's partially his fault for a lot of this technology, so He had a specialty in a lot of weapons as well, so he developed a lot of the weapons that are being turned against you.
He somehow didn't have the foresight.
No, like kill switch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or no, to just hazard a guess. Like that he's just like, yeah, I built this skyscraper-sized robot.
I gave it guns.
He was worried about
it. And the ability to produce more guns.
He was worried about it the entire time, but and he brought this up. No one really took it seriously.
You really shouldn't, but okay.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it was his passion to build these things. He built them. He said, everyone should be careful. And I think Omni... what's it called?
Omnic?
Omnica Corporation was the problem.
I installed a gun on it, but the safety's right here, and I want you all to watch.
Yeah.
I'm turning it on.
Yeah.
Okay?
But the robot was watching, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no, it reverse-engineered it.
Yeah. Don't touch this. And then he's like... one piece of duct tape. He's like, it's in place now.
Yeah. Yeah. Meanwhile, it's like a pan in on the robot's face, just like numbers running in its eyes, like,
like all the way down.
Yeah, processing.
Yeah, like the Omnica Corporation, right? They gave them AI and they let the AI run free. So if there are safeties, they just off the
This is the button that makes you do what we say.
Don't touch it.
Don't touch it. It's right in the middle of your chest. So don't touch that.
Hey.
I'm going to go do just a mountain of cocaine.
It's right in the middle of their chest. Could you imagine the first robot that hit it, like picked up a box and held it against his chest? Just like, boop. Oh my god.
Just drops the box, just leaves.
Oh god.
Just drops the box, lights a smoke, and just like, fuck it. But he doesn't have a mouth because he's a robot, so it just like crumples up against his mouth.
I'm going on a smoke break. And then like, the manager's like another robot, like turns, like shuttered eyes, like narrow, like zzzz.
KT-101 doesn't smoke.
So not related to the mountain of cocaine you just spoke about, but Torbjorn set off on Operation White Dome.
Oh! Bruh.
Yeah.
Dude!
Yeah.
No, man.
I was waiting. I was like, I hope they finish soon so I can use that segue.
Yeah. I can't believe the universe sometimes like sets this podcast up to succeed.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't believe that.
Yeah. Just got alley-ooped.
Literally the next line item, too.
No,
sorry.
But that was good enough where it's just like you run at and you like just like fucking go and you slam dunk a put joke just like straight out.
Is the joke ever so good you guys start grinding your teeth?
So a strike team under the command of Captain Anna Amari, which is a sniper healer.
That's Barra's mommy.
Yeah. She's and other Overwatch.
One of the founding members of Overwatch.
Yes, she was. Anna. She was.
Along with Soldier 76, she's Reaper,
and Reaper.
And
Reinhardt, I believe. Is
not officially Soldier 76 and Reaper. It was their two counterparts whose names I don't remember. But then after Overwatch crumpled, they both came back assuming their alter ego identities.
Go back and listen to that episode.
Yeah.
Jack Morrison. Jack Morrison is the name of Soldier 76.
He's the leader of Overwatch.
And Go Diego.
He's the leader of Overwatch. I'm not certain he's the Soldier 76. Oh, yeah, because when Overwatch crumbles... Jack Morrison goes missing, and then Soldier 76.
The bomb goes off in Sweden.
Yeah,
where the Swiss Guard? Oh, no, it was in Geneva.
Switzerland. Yeah,
Swiss Guard came for
them. Yeah. Anyways, if you didn't get that ramble, go ahead. All about it. So Torbjorn is a part of this strike team along with Reinhardt. They go off to a place called. I believe it was in Istanbul. I didn't write it down, but I think
Istanbul,
it was Istanbul.
Constantinople. Now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople.
Nice.
What
is that?
What
is
that? What's his name? Oh my god, I can't believe I'm blanking on this right now. Anyway, it's a comedy singer from a long time.
It's like
before we were born.
50s, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was born in 1951 and it was already out at that point.
I gotta look it up.
Well, Weird Al Yankovic has been around since the start of time, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't Weird Al.
He's pretty much a deity.
I think he appeared with the invention of writing so as to parody it. Because that there must be balance in all things. Okay. So say it.
I got you.
Who created Weird Al Yankovic?
So there's a bunch of robots that they have to take down. So Captain Anna Amari, Reinhardt, Torbjorn, they go after these.
Dank.
Things get hot. Things get heavy.
Some like it hot.
Yeah.
You've got some sauce on your desk right now.
Hot sauce.
Hot sauce.
From Mexico. And the I was like trying to it is from Mexico. I was like, how do I tie that back into where we were? There is no way.
Reaper's Mexican. Okay.
I just love the way you said that.
Reaper's Mexican.
Yeah, he's Diego Go.
I can't remember his name, but he is Mexican.
Okay. So Torbjorn ends up being overtaken by these robots and losing his arm and almost dying. Reinhardt just barely saves Torbjorn. So Torbjorn was already great friends with Reinhardt and now owed his life to
better
him.
Friends.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, so, he didn't save the arm.
No, no. Well, I mean, honestly, in Torbjorn's case, like, he could probably build a better arm than his body could.
His shitty claw can't even grab shit.
No. He operates a gun.
He doesn't have a pincer. He has like a, it pours lava into his gun. Doesn't
oh,
it?
Yeah, maybe.
But he does have a pincer.
He has a pincer.
But does it have a hinge?
Well, it pinches, as a pincer would.
Well, I'm just saying.
It's not just like a crescent.
He's always building things.
It's not a wrench on the end of his arm.
I thought it was a crescent.
Yeah.
It pinches, though. Goes.
Okay. Well, Overwatch physics are different, right? Because he can build a turret just by hitting it with a hammer. So,
yeah, well, that's Team Fortress 2 physics.
Yeah,
exact same thing. Yeah.
Wait, you saying Overwatch ripped off Team Fortress 2?
No.
What?
No. You said that enough in the other episodes. Not bringing that old, old thing
an
back.
An FPS MOBA came out in the same week as Overwatch. And Battleborn.
Yeah, dude, we made fun of it during your Borderlands episode.
It went
like a year ago.
It went free to play not too long after it came out.
Yeah.
And it was competing with Blizzard to make a shooter.
You really got Battleborn is something that we tried to coin.
Yeah.
But probably forgot about.
I checked its wiki, and I believe in its first two sentences, it says overshadowed by Overwatch.
Yeah.
Like, on its thing.
Its wiki page is just a eulogy.
Yeah.
Dust
I think
in
Randy
the wind.
Pitchford worked on it. Yeah.
Or it's like a person. It's like Battleborn. It's like 2016 to 2018.
Yeah, yeah. You open the wiki page, and Dust in the Wind starts to play.
Yeah. Not a year later, like after it came out, Randy pitched a statement saying, "We're not going to update this game anymore."
Yeah.
Randy, please.
Yeah, exactly. But anyways, we're talking about Overwatch, not Battleborn, because nobody
more like Battle Boner.
You know what
right?
I want? Negative downloads. We should talk about Battleborn.
So Randy Pitchford lost an arm because he made a really bad game, and so did Torbjorn. And Torbjorn now is in his hospital bed, right? And Reinhardt stays with him, helping him get better. But the way that he helps him is he just like stays next to him and makes fun of him the whole time, like cracks wise and like,
wouldn't
oh,
you?
Like, how are you gonna pick that up without your arm and stuff like that.
If you ever lose your arm, that is absolutely what I'm gonna do. Like, just saying, like, I'll hang out with you in the hospital, but I'm gonna be fucking making fun of you the whole time.
I expect it. I have no intentions of anything grave being taken seriously because that'll just depress me.
Yeah.
Like, my dad makes fun of how dead my grandmother is all the time, and I'm gonna do the same thing for him when he's fucked. And I expect you guys to do the same thing for me.
Absolutely.
When I lose both my feet to gout because we drink 3 to 5.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is good because I have no intention of keeping both my arms.
Yeah. Put them through a portal.
Yeah. So with all of Reinhardt's jokes, Torbjorn joked around back at him saying, Reinhardt, if you just like leave me alone for a while, you can name my daughter. And
oh, no.
Yeah. And then, but also he kind of really meant it on the inside because he had his life saved by one of his best friends. And
Reinhardt knew.
Yeah.
And that's why he didn't call her Butts McKenzie.
Yeah.
Or Pamela Henderson.
Hey, I'm Boner Girl. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, Reinhardt was
Torbjorn.
My name's Office Chair.
Yeah, yeah.
Swivel Chair.
Swivel Chair.
Yeah.
And Reinhardt actually was kind of like poking at it, like, oh, what are you going to name your daughter? Like, let me name her kind of thing. So Torbjorn wrote a letter home to his wife, Ingrid.
Okay.
Letting her know that he was all right because he lost his arm, so it's worth writing home about. And
but it was his writing arm, so she couldn't read it really well because it was like left-handed scrawl.
Oh, sorry, babe. It's also my foreplay arm.
Yeah. So I guess no more foreplay. We'll just have to skip trades to sex. So yeah. I can go to sleep because I'm crippled now.
That's
Men, am I right?
Yeah.
Those bastards.
Up high.
Blizzard released this. Blizzard released this letter, so we know it's not written, but that's funny. It is typed. I don't know how he typed it with one hand, slowly.
What
you can type with one hand.
What the fuck are you talking about? You don't know how. It was just tedious.
Yeah. No, I have no idea how.
Like, how do you hit the enter key without a right hand?
No,
don't get it.
Yeah, but if he had to capitalize anything in the middle of the keyboard, he's like a little dwarf. He doesn't have big hands, so
that
he couldn't really touch both.
That is true.
Yeah. Oh, you'd have to caps lock and then press then caps lock again.
Oh, man, like that's when you're learning to type when you're nine.
Yeah.
Wait, who taught you to type, dude? That's the worst way to teach someone how to type.
No, it's like when I was in the computer lab in fifth grade, you know, you don't understand key combos, right? When I was just Googling Jurassic Park
people
shit.
Should teach you this stuff. The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog, man. Come
it,
on.
It's totally not. It wasn't a huge part of elementary school.
I learned
it
how
was
to,
2000 and, wow. It was 1999. What the fuck you want?
You didn't learn how to type before you knew how to write.
Yeah. I learned on 4chan, though.
I learned how
they
to
were
eat,
very helpful.
I learned how to eat pussy from Math Munchers. Yeah. That shit was fire.
Oh,
one
yeah.
of the greatest video
it
games.
It was Math Blaster.
Yeah.
No,
Storybook Weaver. I feel like we've talked about this on the podcast.
Yeah, we have.
Before.
I just felt myself starting to say a story. In it.
Grandpa Jim.
Yeah. So Torbjorn's letter. I have an excerpt from. This is from Torbjorn to his wife in reference to Reinhardt. He has been bothering me insufferably at my bedside. Half in jest, I suggested if it would shut him up, I would allow him to name our dog, as he had been badgering me about it these past 3 years. He, of course, took me at my word. Truth be told, I'd been considering making him the godfather, and hope you'll forgive me for making the decision without your consultation. We can only hope she doesn't take after him too.
Aww.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of a dick thing to do to your wife. Just like, I made a stupid bet in the hospital bed, and now, well, I guess your mom's name is off the table, sorry.
Yeah. Ingrid is, like, portrayed in all the comic photos that I've seen as just, like, the classic, don't-say-too-much wife who just has, like, a freshly baked pie in the background. Aww. I think it's even stated that her apple pies are loved by Mercy.
That doesn't have to be a bad thing.
No, it doesn't. But like, she doesn't have like, she's not as independent let's say or
she's
Mercy.
Not a, she's not a character yet.
She's not a character. She's a supporting role to Torbjorn, and he is made a huge impact on the world, so she does play her own role.
Next patch, I'm calling it, they're adding Ingrid, who can slam pies onto Torbjorn turrets to make the view.
Oh, nice.
Or possibly apple.
Honestly, if my girlfriend went to war against something that was literally threatening all of mankind, and she got saved by somebody, and that somebody stayed with them in the hospital for like months at a time, I'd be like, yeah, we can. Like, that guy can name, for sure.
Yeah.
And, like, if they said something stupid, you could always veto him.
Yeah.
Be like, nah.
Yeah. Reinhardt is a friend of the family, too. There's, like, a lot of photos of him sitting with all of the daughters of Torbjorn, reading them stories, and he is just...
Oh, he's got a bunch of daughters.
Yeah, he does. I believe it's unclear.
You can tell who the favorite is. It's someone in the game.
Yeah. There's a reason for that, though. Brigitta is the only one who took the same career path as Torbjorn.
All the other ones are housewives. God damn it.
Something that's not a soldier. I was thinking, like, they work at an office.
So it's not actually clear if that is Torbjorn's daughters or his granddaughters that are portrayed in the photo. I saw two conflicting pieces of information, but it doesn't really matter how many daughters he has for the purpose of this, because we just care about Brigitta, who is stated to be the youngest daughter.
Okay.
And she's the only one that has an impact on the story.
Okay.
Yeah. So... Brigitta is born. He's the first...
Wait, whoa, hang on. Dial it back. Hang on, what?
Yeah. Brigitta is born.
Okay, fine.
Not
Bjorn. I'll believe that.
The miracle of life.
Yeah.
In a fictional world.
Yeah, that's it. So, Brigitta is Torbjorn into this world.
Nice.
And...
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, jeepers.
Cut the rest of the podcast before that moment. That's where we start.
Yeah, exactly. She's the first of the children to show an interest in mechanical engineering. Like, she became... his apprentice.
Oh, Dad, your killer bots are so lame.
Yeah.
And yeah, like, right?
Oh, only Brigitta thinks they're cool because she's a baby.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah. Thing?
Yep. Okay. She actually doesn't like the killer bots. She
really?
Takes a different direction. Yeah. She follows with him and learns a lot from him because he's one of the best engineers in the world and she has an aptitude for it. But rather than weaponry, she took a deep interest into defense systems and armor fabricating. So she's much more on the protect things. I don't really want to hurt. And that makes
it's
sense.
Like some sort of support character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which makes sense too, considering she was born after the Omni Crisis, whenever she's considered one of the Overwatch generation. These are the kids that were born while Overwatch was really popular and people looked up.
Okay.
So she likes Overwatch. Later
she's nostalgic about it.
Yeah. Okay. Later on, Overwatch is popular.
Yeah.
But right now, they're awesome. And she wants to be. And she has practiced making armor and mech suits. But she practices in a bit of an unorthodox way. She doesn't have any people to build it for, and she's so small at this that she builds a bunch of mech suits for the cats, and they're unwilling in the Torbjorn's home. So she's just like stuffing cats in.
Isn't this
mech
how
suit.
Most psychopaths start?
Yeah,
like.
And there's actually some. If you guys go online and then search them up, there's some good photos of them. I don't have them here, but there's one of like a really fat cat. That's kind of like in this like hovering mech suit but it's like so slouched with this giant belly, and like there's it's funny. Yeah,
it's all good stuff.
There's this cute kitty picture.
I'll put my cat in a mech suit one day when I hope.
Screamer, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. So everyone expected her to follow the footsteps of her father because she had such an aptitude. And then she did.
At this point, Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. But she would have most likely followed her father if it wasn't for such a huge male role model in her life, literally and figuratively, and such a close family friend.
It's like, Dad, I love you, but Reinhardt's tall.
Yeah.
He's much bigger.
Reinhardt Wilhelm. Wilhelm, not Windhelm, sorry.
More like Windhelm, am I right?
Yeah, hey. Windhelm is,
that's a... Windhelm isn't Skyrim, it's a city.
Skyrim city. So Reinhardt had so many exciting stories. There's a cool picture of him, like, telling, like, a joke or, like, saying a story with his, like, big open arms, like, outstretched. Brigitte being, like, a little tiny girl, just, like, laughing and hanging on his every word. And, like, Torbjorn just, like, busted his gut laughing next to him. And, like, this... And then, like, in the back, Ingrid with a pie. And it just shows, like, how close the family was together.
Always pie.
Yeah, exactly.
Always pie.
Exactly.
Are the Swedish famous for a pie? No.
Meatball pie.
Probably not true.
But maybe.
Sounds kind of good.
It sounds like a tortilla.
Yeah.
It's just meat pie. Yeah.
That's from our Quebec perspective, yeah. Torbjorn. Why did I say Torbjorn instead of tortilla?
You want to have a Torbjorn for Christmas?
With ketchup all over it.
That's smothered in ketchup.
Meat pie is a Torbjorn
instead of tortilla.
It's like pie crust, or pie crust on a chair.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, so Reinhardt has all these amazing stories, makes Overwatch seem like the coolest thing in the world. So she just... Reinhardt?
But I mean, Torbjorn's a part of Overwatch.
Yeah, and she respects her dad, but respects her dad
not more. That much, really. Come on, he's not that cool.
Yeah,
he's
so
not...
She does follow in his footsteps, but she like outright tells him like, but I'm doing this for Reinhardt, dad.
I think Torbjorn now, I'm not 100% sure on this, but he's more on the back end building side of things, less on the fighting.
Yeah,
and Reinhardt being a giant German with a hammer and a shield, he's very much the front man of Overwatch. And his face, like, if you saw Reinhardt in the golden era of Overwatch, he was like the poster boy.
Yeah.
Him and Tracer, right?
Yeah.
He was...
Tracer came a bit later.
He's a singer. Torbjorn's the drummer.
Yeah.
Sort of thing.
Yeah, definitely.
At least not the bassist.
I think Tracer... I think
nobody
Tracer
fucks the bass.
Really got popular. Don't ask me too many questions about this because I only glossed over it. But Winston finds a way to make this time thing that stabilizes Tracer within the present because she's so messed up with time, and then I think that's like halfway through the Overwatch story where Tracer becomes really but don't quote me on that.
She seems way too young to have been
quoted.
Working with
Reinhardt
at any point.
Reinhardt today would
like
be 60
old as fuck.
He'd be 61. So speaking of how old he is, he actually got forced into retirement by Overwatch. Loved Overwatch. He served his whole life trying to be the like serve this purpose,
but
right?
Killing robots is all I know.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
but killing robots is all I know.
Exactly.
That's Russian, but
yep.
You get the gist.
Not bad.
Russian and German,
but
about
yes,
the same thing.
You just about killing robots all day.
Yeah,
Reinhardt.
So yeah, Reinhardt was forced into retirement. Much to his, he's not ready to stop fighting, and he was the face. So he was like I said. So what is he gonna do? He says, I'm going to go to Europe. I'm just going to Don Quixote find my way around and find adventures and earn honor that way.
Just go tilt against windmills.
Yep, exactly. I was just trying to picture what would happen if he would fight a windmill. Like his hammer gets like caught on one. It's going up and
going
around.
Going all the way around. Yeah.
I kind of imagine a cartoonier thing where he like rockets towards it.
Yeah.
Like, blast through the front door, straight out the back, and the whole thing just like...
Yeah,
just like falls straight down one foot and the blade gets stuck in the dirt.
I was playing as Reinhardt today before you guys got here to get all warmed up for the cast, and I went after Hanzo, and yet Reinhardt has this move where you go into a charge but you're kind of locked into this charge. You can't really stop it until you hit something. I thought I was going to tackle him because I had him like he was between a wall and me, but Hanzo is the guy with the bow, like the ninja type guy. He can run up walls. So he ran up the wall, I hit the wall, and he just shot down at me, and I died. And I was like, that was really cool. I want to do that. Yeah. Reinhardt's really fun. He's really strong right now because everyone wants to play Brigitte, and support is supported by Brigitte. So it's
really, you know what's really funny? We used to talk about how none of us had over.
Yeah,
for a long time.
Two of us, you know.
And now, but you're balls deep in it though.
I'm level 130. It takes about an hour. That's probably 130, 150 yeah. hours.
Well, just think about how long you've had it. That's half as much as I have in Warframe, and I've been playing October.
Yeah. I've been playing a lot. A lot of people on this stream like to play the Diamond, a couple others.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody, by the way. Yeah. Also, quick announcement. There's emotes for subs. It's Ethan's face.
Yep.
Ethan's face.
Ethan's drooling face.
Twitch.com/. So, Brigitte.
Twitch.tv, but okay.
Twitch.com/TV.
Twitch.Brigitte.
HTTPS.
Boys podcast.
With two L's.
://
Yeah.
:// www.kratzcreatures.com.
Yeah. Meat spin lemon party dot two girls one cup.
Org.
Yeah, exactly.
Org.
Org. But Overwatch.org.
Yeah, Overwatch. Is it .org? No, probably not.
I seriously doubt it.
It is an organization.
It's probably battle.net.
Yeah. So he planned to go to Europe. Reinhardt did. He wants to go. In his old age, he's probably around late 50s, early 60s at this time. I'm not sure the exact time frame.
Objectively worthless. We can all agree. Right?
I think that's what we said.
Forced into retirement. So Brigitte heard he was leaving, and she made a really hard decision. She went up to him and said, "Hey, can I come with you? I'll leave my life behind as an engineer, and I'll become your squire."
That makes more sense.
Yeah. So she goes off to Europe with Reinhardt, says bye to daddy, and...
if you're Torborn, you got to be like to your friend, like, "What the fuck are you doing with my daughter, dude?"
Yeah.
Like taking her on a tour of Europe. Yeah. Like, what the fuck, man? Yeah. What are you calling your squire?
Yeah.
Dude, it's 2035. What are you talking about? Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. I need to take your 18-year-old daughter to Europe.
Yeah.
It's like some Roman Polanski shit.
I'm just gonna get naked. Just gonna fix my suit.
No, Reinhardt is like Woody Allen.
Her main responsibility was tending to Reinhardt's Crusader armor after battles.
Is that what he calls it?
Yeah, maybe he did.
Yep. Yep. See the size of those gloves? Yeah, so Reinhardt's Crusader armor was actually built by Tor, so she was familiar with the schematics. If something went wrong,
he needs someone to oil it.
Yeah.
Gotcha, those joints.
Gotcha. Yeah. Make sure nothing dries out.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
WD, which is still, but it's like still there.
Yeah. I didn't think you guys were gonna take it this direction, but my next line is funnier now. As time passed, she found herself tending to Reinhardt more and more.
Oh,
she sure did.
Yeah. And she wasn't only taking care of the suit after, because as an old man, he had some other needs. He was still fighting with the mindset of a young man. He was still over enthusiastic. He still had
fucking Polanski questions.
Are we going there? Like, no. Really? we're goofing. That's ridiculous.
Nope. And he was approaching his 60s, right? So,
he's well past the barrier for creepy.
Yep. His body is starting to break down. So she was actually helping him with this.
Oh, okay. She's
I just thought I'd lean way into where you were going.
Bring it up.
It's good, dude. You got me.
You got me too. I thought they were going to put in. Because obviously, they work very much towards, putting in, all people from all walks of life in Overwatch, which I think is really cool.
Yeah.
I was thinking maybe they'd have some sort of kind of weirdo
thing. Godfather-goddaughter relationship thing going on. Maybe it's not weird. I don't
that's
know.
That's the next step.
We're not kink-shaming here.
Vanity Fair interviewed a pedophile. Blizzard puts this into their game.
As someone who loves the new support character and has a VR headset, I'm not going to say there's not footage out there. But
there is footage out there.
Rule 34. Overwatch is actually working really hard to get Overwatch porn off the internet.
Idiots. It's not working.
No.
Idiots.
No.
It'll never work. So I do want to go on a quick little aside here about the Overwatch team.
Let me just crack a beer.
They have an astounding ignorance about the internet where they're just like, "We just want to stop people from being mean on the internet, and we don't want porn out there all." And I'm just like, you guys have either, you're either stupid or you have so much money you don't care that you are just burning it.
Dude, it's got to be PR, though. They're just doing this because they're like, the parents said, "Oh, my 13-year-old son was looking up D.Va riding Lucio, and Now,
and he found a found a thing where she's watching him buttfuck her robot.
Now we're just saying they're just saying, hey, like, well, we're aware of that, man. That's fucked up. We want to get that down. We want to get that out of there. But they know they have no power.
Jeff Kaplan just sitting there on like a money throne. Yeah. Just like corrupt one else.
Yeah.
Don't get me started on Blizzard, dude, because I won't stop.
Okay, never mind.
As somebody who works in the games industry.
Yeah.
trust me when I say, like, a lot of this is like
beer crack.
Game companies have a dev, like, they have the devs, and then there's the business department.
Yeah. Okay.
And Blizzard does a lot of decisions that affect the dev side of things from the business department.
That's any company, though.
And I feel like Blizzard just slightly more than most, but maybe it's because they're more prolific, and I play every single Blizzard game. That I notice it so much.
Think about some, like, a dev team, you think that it was done right for the players, right? You look at CD Projekt Red.
Well, they're incredible.
Witcher 3, none of that loot business, fucking great game, but they worked their dev team basically until there was, like, everyone burnt out.
And wait for the next CD Projekt Red game. It won't be the same.
Cyberpunk,
because they'll have a separate, they'll have a business side and they'll have a dev side all of a sudden, which they didn't have in the first one because they were such a small company that the devs were pretty much the business side. They made the business decisions, which I think is the way to do it, but it's like you said, it, like, devs already have a shitload on their plate. They have tens of thousands of lines of code to go through. Like, it's a lot. Fuck.
Oh, definitely.
Anyway, that was just my quick thing.
So the main...
You don't have to get me started, Peter.
The problem with...
I'm fucking rock hard now.
We'll talk about it after.
I'm going to fucking have blue balls for days after this.
So, like, as the CD Projekt Red devs were burnt out, Reinhardt was burning out because he was fighting like he was a young man. And he's not a young man anymore. He's an old man. So
with a young girl.
Yeah, so Brigitte found out that her responsibilities were shifting more from repairing the armor to repairing the man, because he keeps, like, blowing out a shoulder or doing something like that.
But you are still,
it's almost like somebody should have forced him into retirement or something.
Yeah.
And then Brigitte forced him into retirement. And he's like, again.
Case closed.
Yeah. And he was like, yeah, okay.
That's how Lolita, I'll do anything for that's you, how Lolita baby. Ended as well, where she was like, you should probably just retire.
Yeah, so she realized the best way to keep him alive, rather than just being the Band-Aid at the end of every fight, was to take a more active role. And there's a really great Blizzard clip out there, if you go watch it, of her, like, doing this monologue about how she's going to,
polish his armor.
Rather than fix him, to step in and take the hits before he gets hit.
I'm gonna bend and, like, over and take those hits for
I was, like... I didn't get a height difference on Torbjorn and his wife. Brigitte's, like, considerably taller there.
Yeah.
Like, she's not a dwarf. I don't know. Ingrid must not be.
She's probably, like, a regular Swedish woman. So, yeah. Like, 6'9".
Haven't you ever watched Seinfeld? Two dwarves can have a fully sized
child. Yeah.
That is true.
It did happen in Seinfeld.
I've seen that happening.
An odd show that I've never watched.
Yeah. What do you say that? Seinfeld?
I was reading on Reddit about this family where there's two dwarves who, I'm not even sure if that's the right term. If it's not, I apologize. Had three kids. Two of them were also little people.
What would be the correct term?
Dwarves and little people refer to midgets, but dwarves are different.
Okay.
Little people.
There was two great people who were, like, 4 feet, and they had kids. Two of them were also 4 feet tall. One of them was, like, a 6 foot tall
person.
Oh, it's
My Little Family. It's a TLC show.
Oh, is that it?
They have, yeah, okay, so no, I've seen a picture of this family.
He's ostracized because he's the tall one.
No. They like, they're both little, and then they have, like, I think it's the opposite. They have three normal kids.
This is our son, Yao Ming.
It sounds like it's a different one, but still cool.
But they have, like, three normal kids, but then also one kid who is considerably more fucked up than even both his parents. So he's sad.
Well, reality TV show. The next week we'll do My Little Family.
Reality TV show? Dude, I got dibs on Gypsy Wives.
Gypsy Wives.
Oh, it's the Irish one?
No.
Oh, whatever.
No, American Gypsy.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Gypsy Wives is a spinoff of the show American Gypsy. Yeah, we'll get there.
Sure, we will. I don't know.
Watch TV, but I watch Gypsy Wives.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
as quickly as I would get tired of watching Gypsy Wives, Brigitte got tired of seeing Reinhardt getting hurt.
Nice.
So
bring him back.
Yeah, exactly. She wanted to become a fighter as well. So she knew how to build a lot of stuff. She built herself, like, this makeshift armor suit. And she made herself a shield and a flail, and she started training with Reinhardt. And they started trading blows, making sure that she got better.
Sure did.
And yeah, she started very quickly, became a great, a great, great support combat character. She stepped into the role perfectly because she's so interested in defensive things and keeping people alive. That's very natural.
Yeah.
So she and Reinhardt went to, they heard about a gang called the Dragons. And okay. They went, there's a comic about it.
Are they in the game?
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
No. No, no one but the Overwatch team is pretty much in the game.
Well, and then Peter's turning his Overwatch hearing aids off. Hang on.
Yeah. You could say Overwatch and Talon. Because there's always the two sides in every Overwatch game are either Overwatch the heroes or Red Talon, team. Which is the terrorists.
Yeah.
Which Reaper's the head of the Talon. And Soldier 76 is the head of the new Overwatch.
Yeah. Exactly.
And if both are on a team, then who the fuck knows? And if both are on both teams, then what the fuck is going on?
Every match is non-canon. I hate it.
Exactly.
We had a lot to get through, so I didn't read up too much on the Dragons. But what you need to know is...
they existed at some point.
They existed. They're a gang. They're not actually dragons. They're just people.
Wait,
Yeah.
How disappointing. I'm crushed.
So I remember seeing a panel of Reinhardt being like on all fours on the ground and like being, he got hit down by one of the dragons.
Peter just gave me a look as soon as Jamie said on all fours.
I felt it coming as soon
as I said so much.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't get off the Lolita thing.
No, you and me both, dude.
Sorry.
So one of the dragons leaned down and breathed into his ear. Oh, I recognize you. You're Reinhardt.
Said, nice hammer.
Yes.
I'd recognize that hammer anywhere. Put your shield down for a second.
Yeah.
Go on Kindle and buy T-Rex Trouble by Christy Simmons. It's 99 cents.
Okay.
No questions asked.
Okay.
Just do it.
So Reinhardt got knocked down by one of the dragons in a fist fight because he's an old man and thinks he can still fight.
What a bitch ass motherfucker in a robot night suit gets knocked down.
He didn't have a suit on at this moment.
Oh,
in the cartoon, he's not wearing a suit. But he's down and he's like, and then one of the gang members recognizes him and says, "Oh, you're the Overwatch guy, Reinhardt. Like, what happened to you? You're all old and washed up now."
Yeah,
and
time passed. Sorry.
Yeah. Brigitte's in the background.
Dust in the wind.
With the help of Brigitte, they get rid of all the dragons. And now in this town, the important part of this town is there's a factory there that they loot, and there's a bunch of stuff that Brigitte uses to make her current suit, which she has in the game.
Yeah. So she's got a garbage suit.
Yeah. She's Oscar the Grouch of the Overwatch world.
I just need to keep my granddad alive.
She's just like poking out of like a tin garbage can, like a garbage can lid, hopping around, like
or it's on a skateboard.
Yeah, she has a tin can on a string, and that's her weapon. Like,
okay, I kind of I might just do two, but I like I like trash Brigitte.
Okay, yeah, no, dude, I thought you were gonna bite on the cats in mech suits. As a cat fan and a mech warrior fan, I thought this was perfect for
you. Oh, I'm anything but predictable, baby.
So that is pretty much the end of the lore of Reinhardt and Brigitte's journey. Now, Reinhardt, Winston later sends out a call to all former Overwatch members, because by this point Overwatch has crumbled, and says, "Hey, we gotta meet up.
Overwatch.
There's an issue." And a bunch of people start showing up. Reinhardt's one of the first to show up. He is actually kicked out of Overwatch by this point, but since it's in shambles and he was such a huge leader, everyone's so happy to see him that he left him. And
I've seen desperate companies hire people.
Brigitte didn't join him right away. It's not stated where she was in the time between.
Well, obviously she didn't join him right away. She just came out.
Yeah, exactly. So she came out on March 20th, 2018 in our team. Yeah.
So it would have been 2068? I can't remember the timeline.
It's basically like a year and a bit, maybe closer to 2 years after Reinhardt joined. She joined.
And the Overwatch story is like about 50 years in the future.
And does it stay that way as our years advance? So, like, if you get a patch
we don't know.
When
you get a patch, that's when Blizzard predicts our reality will change. Yeah.
They change the calendars in-game
that's
to, like, reflect like, some new day.
2058, Some guy's going to be swinging a hammer, like building a roof, and like they're going to nerf Reinhardt's hammer, and his hammer's going to become less effective.
you joke, but I looked at the timeline, and it seemed to be like, at least towards release time, they do state the age, and I think a lot of people go with that. They say like, yeah. Well, Reinhardt's 61 now, but when the game started, he... So I think that people are going with that. I don't see them retiring Reinhardt when he turns. He'd be like, he's a superhero, and there was like this comic that released, and you saw
that.
He got
bit by radioactive spider.
Yeah, exactly.
So mean, that of course, it assumes people are going to be playing Overwatch for the next 20 years.
Yeah, it does assume. How long has Team Fortress been out?
10 years. I was going to say.
10 times.
Actually, yeah. I cheerfully withdraw my previous statement because fucking StarCraft came out in 1998, which is 20 goddamn years.
They re-released it, though.
Yeah.
And I gave it an injection, but even then, I don't think the re-release Brood War is still as popular as StarCraft 2, which is a dying game.
Yeah.
As somebody who watches ESL and follows all the major StarCraft tournaments, it's a dying game.
It is dying. Rip. But that is the story of Brigitte. We found out her father, how he lost his arm, lead up to his great friendship with Reinhardt, which led to the squiredom of...
Which led to a great friendship
of
him and his daughter.
Yep. She had to take his suit off every night and patch every little hole up.
Every little hole.
Yep. And then...
Plug him up.
After that, her joining Overwatch, which was her little baby. And that's Brigitte. Go play her. She's super fun. If you can get her, everyone auto-picks her in quick play right now. But hopefully by the time... She came out 3 days ago, our time. So hopefully by the time you listen to it, it'll be a bit easier to play.
Yeah, 3 days ago, our time.
Yeah.
So 7 days ago.
We can't predict when people are going to listen. I just said...
No, they're going to listen to it on release.
No, yeah,
listen
nobody
to it at all.
Yeah, exactly.
Day one, because we're deleting.
And if you're listening to this right now, it was release day. Yeah. Lore Boys canon. No matter what day you're listening to this on,
Lore Boys, the day
Brigitte
came out
7 days ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Peter, do you like her more now, or you still think she's just Paladin?
I mean, she's more interesting. Visually, yeah. I think she's interesting.
I like
her. It's just kind of weird how they kind of copied the art style of one of the characters.
That's fair.
It just seems like an odd thing that they would have done, because they didn't really do it with a lot of the other characters.
Yeah, that's fair. Genji and Hanzo, they were meant to be one character at first, but they made two ninja-type guys and made them brothers because there was so much kit for one character,
yeah.
And there was so much to explore on that bullshit. That they just split.
Well, they were like, we're making a video game. Let's make two samurai characters.
Yeah.
Or no, let's make a samurai and a ninja character rather than a samurai ninja character.
Wakashiki Zeku Woku or whatever.
Yeah. Onu Garu Ko no...
What's the thing in Jackie Chan that the old man
always
said? Oh, no, it's... I just say, Omogwagoi Faizao.
That's
it.
That's what he says.
Well, he also says, Aya, Jackie, and one more thing. Before you know me.
No, because... Wait, one more!
One more!
Yeah, that's true. But if I'm, like, looking for, like, I need an equation for a triangle or something, and you just say the wrong one, I'm going to say no. Well, that's a bad example. But
what the... What?
What
did you just say?
No, I was trying to come up with a quick analogy.
Jamie's spilling spaghetti all over his pants right now.
Yeah.
Falls asleep spaghetti in his pants.
You were just... I know you do because it wasn't what I was looking for. That's what I meant to say. Yeah. No.
You weren't looking for the equation of a triangle?
No, I wasn't looking for that analogy, too. It just came out.
That's what you say all the time.
No.
That was a bit fun. That was illuminating.
Yeah,
thank you
very good,
James.
Very good.
No, yep. Hmm. I liked. Also first cast that I drank in like three, like that.
Yeah, James.
Yeah, which is good.
James so, lit. James
back
lit
in
up.
Just a couple beers, but I'm back in
off the wagon.
A looser feeling.
Loosier, goosier.
Yeah, exactly. That was a fun episode. Thank you guys for listening. If you want to find me on the internet, you can find me on Facebook. On
Did you say THC Miller?
No, T-H-E.
Oh, I don't know why I thought that.
The.
I don't know why you would have said C instead of E there.
The reason I spell it out is because I've listened to myself in the past, and the gets like completely mumbled somehow. Yeah. So I said snap. And say it.
Yeah.
You can find me.
You want to know how to spell my name? Yeah. Man, look at that shit. Yeah.
You can find me on PSN at JAYMILLK64. If you've added me, I just got my battle pass for Fortnite, so let's go to Tilted Towers and have some fun. If I wanted to find you, Pete.
At Pete O'Donohue on Twitter. Again, as I always say, if you can spell it, you can follow me. Old Aunt Peter on Instagram, don't follow me. Dead.
It's like a cat picture every month.
But it's a great cat picture.
She is very cute, very screen. I update the Lore Boys Instagram every once in a while, which is Lore Boys.
Yeah,
it's Lore Boys podcast on Instagram.
You nailed it.
Oh, Manihu is the DeviantArt where you can download your 1080p versions of our art. That is WordPress or loreboys.wordpress.com
mm-hmm.
is where all the art goes. Yep. I'm back in the
with
saddle.
The episodes.
What?
With the episodes.
With the episodes, they're also available there. Mm-hmm. I'm back in the saddle. No more delays. I have moved all of my over.
Okay. You guys heard it. Loreboys canon. Peter will never be delayed on the art ever again.
Whoa. The look yes. Peter just gave me. It's like yeah. Reinhardt bent over in front of him.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, that is true. Also, I've got a nice background now, so I'm going to stream more. Thank you, everybody, who showed up to my first inaugural stream for my new apartment last week, despite the technical issues, because it was a fucking catastrophe. Yeah.
You do have a nice background. It's mostly, what, Irish and Greek?
I do. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Orthodox.
Orthodox is religion.
Yeah.
Did I tell you guys that I talked to a bishop
yeah,
about this?
Yeah,
okay. Told, so
yeah.
Was it on the podcast?
I think so. When, do we talk outside this podcast?
But, no. Yeah. This is strictly work. We all have agents who schedule this.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have our people talk to your people.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Ethan, where can I find you?
I'm Addison the Dead Man. And if
y'all
you want,
got that?
If you want to find the Lore Boys, go to all the places that Peter mentioned. For anybody who's looking to support the podcast, for the first three listeners, or the first, yeah, the first three listeners who decide to subscribe to Lore Boys Premium. After
that was
the
a sentence in English. I hope you understood.
Yeah. The first three listeners who decide to subscribe
all right.
to Lore Boys Premium and support us this week, we'll get to name our first three born daughters. You guys get that right, straight nice. Up. And we will not abstain the power of veto. So
no.
if you want to call her, Butts McKenzie.
Yep.
I mean, that's what I was going to name
none
her anyway.
None of us told our wives.
That's what, I was going to name. Yeah,
arguably,
none of us told our wives.
Reserve that one for Jamie because I was just thinking about all our names, but like Butts McKenzie Miller is pretty
yeah.
good.
Butts McKenzie Palmer is pretty good.
Someone wanted me to name
Butts
my...
McKenzie O'Donohue. Not that good.
Not that good.
I'm sorry that, I don't good. Have, I don't have an ER name. That's
nah, that's the
I
thing.
I need, a name that was suggested
O'Donner.
To me for my son was Darcy, and I'm like, I like it.
Go with Dahmer.
Dahmer?
I think that one's free. Yeah.
Jeffrey?
What? You guys smell toast?
No.
I think that constitutes a Lore Boys.
I smell steak.
Toast.
Goodbye.
Lore Boys, goodbye. I was watching TV the other night, and I had a bowl of spaghetti next to me.
Okay.
I fell asleep. And I woke up with a crotch full of spaghetti.
What is this?
This was like 2 days ago. I'm wearing the pants and I have a watch now. I got a spaghetti stain.
Oh, I got noodles on my noodle.
Yeah. I was very confused.
The most shocking thing to wake up to.
I love it.
What have I done?
Because you have sleep apnea too, so I can picture like... What the fuck?
Yeah.
Was that best though?
Yeah.
You had forgotten you had made spaghetti.
I knew
you had
better. Just like flakes in there.
Yeah.
Like wake up. It's like, what the hell happened?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.